Welcome, everyone, to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director for Annie Jennings PR, the innovative national publicity firm that is famous for creating powerful top market radio, TV, print, and online media campaigns, all with guaranteed deliverables. Annie has tremendous experience pioneering new publicity concepts to help others live their dreams and see their mission in motion. Annie has been a featured expert in the national media, including Fast Company, Inc. Magazine, Entrepreneur, Us Weekly, TheStreet.com, and she's also been an invited speaker to NYU's publishing program, the Harvard Club, ASJA, and more. So welcome, Annie.
Oh, thank you, Stacey. That's wonderful. And Stacey, in addition to achieving 17 years as our radio director, Stacey is also a media personality. She is a contributor to a major CBS radio network station. Plus, she is a weekly columnist for major city newspapers, so she has great experience on all sides of the media spectrum.
Well, thanks, Annie, and our listeners can feel free to email questions to us during our presentation. I'll give you my email. We'll be on the lookout for those. Stacey, S-T-A-C-Y, at AnnieJenningsPR.com. That's Stacey at AnnieJenningsPR.com. And then we'll answer those questions at the end. I know we might have a couple already in the bag. So today we are looking forward to discussing with everyone how to launch your book nationwide and reach millions of people practically overnight. And we have three of the most powerful ways to launch your new book. And the first one is a website. You have to have a home base. It's really important to have that all set up and ready to go. Your book should be showcased on the homepage with a summary of deliverables for your readers. Of course, you should have a conversion strategy in place where a link will take your buyer to Amazon to get either the hard copy or the ebook, depending on their preferences. Also, of course, the website really tells people all about you and your area of expertise. You're building a relationship there, which leads us to the second powerful way to help launch your new book, and that's community. It's really, really important. You want to build a following that is interested in what you have to say. You want to build up your social media so that they're engaged and responsive, and it will take some time. And the earlier you start seriously building your community, the better. People are going to want to be informed and entertained. And it's our experience that they don't like the hard sell, of course, but they like to make up their own mind. So while you're building up a community, you're connecting with others on a variety of different topics, they're going to help you build friendships and relationships for down the road, for when you are showcasing your book to them. So in the meanwhile, to build up that community, you are providing content and tips, you're interacting, you are sharing their information too. It's a give and take. Remember, if people know, love, and trust you and think that the information that you're sharing with them will add value to their lives, buying your book won't be a problem. The only question that they're going to have is, where do I buy it? Or how fast can I get it? Can I download it right this second? So the big question, of course, is how you build that community. And we have some messaging advice for you. Again, never want to be selling at your potential book buyer or client all day and all night. You don't want that big neon sign saying, buy now, buy now, buy now. We've all seen those kind of websites and have interacted with those types of accounts and people. I mean, we're already bombarded with so many other firms and stores and everything that's vying for our business. So you want to let each contact that you make out with your community to be meaningful. Like I said, you want to provide content. You want to provide information, advice. It's going to be practical, things that they can take away. Remember, this is relationship building. And of course, that leads to building your community. So once you have all that in place and you make the announcement that your book is on the way, you have your pub date set, then you can start to release snippets of the book. You can ask for community involvement. You can have a subject matter conversation about a section in your book. You will end up having so much fun starting conversations on these issues that you're presenting in your book that it's really incredible. And people will want to hear about it. They'll want to interact with you. by doing all of this, and I love this, this is a concept that Annie has come up with, you're basically kind of crowdsourcing the buzz, right? That is something that's going to be really important for you. And we just love when we hear people that have done that. So you're doing all of this work, this great prep work. And yes, there's only so many minutes in a day. But if you take 30 minutes every day, 10 minutes every day, and you dedicate yourself to reaching out to people and really building your online networks throughout your social media and working with people, not necessarily feeling like you have to compete all the time, but working together and aligning yourself with like-minded groups and getting out there, it's really going to be wonderful. You're going to have this community in place and ready to go when your book is published. Now, Annie, we want to be careful not to overdo book promotion before your publication date, right?
Well, that's true. Because before the publication date, it's all about building your community and building your friendships and the quality of information that you're releasing so people do grow to know, love, and trust you. So in the beginning, in the early stages of your book promotion strategy, which is before your publication date, that's the time to take a low-key but consistent approach in building out the people that you're reaching out to and having conversations with. One of the things with social media is to learn the feeling of overdoing it. Now, for me, it's a feeling. If I have to ask myself, wait, is this a little too much? Then I know, that's my intuition telling me, yeah, it might be a little too much for right now. Why don't you pull back a bit? So I like to do that because social media, everybody's out there and everybody's everywhere. And so you have tremendous competition right now and you don't always have the stage. I like to just do what I feel the market's willing to accept from me at the moment. I like to advise to start your social media and community building and outreach nice and early without regard to a book sale at that point. It's really the building process months and months in advance of your book's publication date. You can trickle out the conversation in a way that is comfortable and endearing to your community. Too much, too fast seems like a sleazy sales tactic. Buy me, you know, as Stacey mentioned before. We want to avoid that. We want to be meaningful to our audience. Always get the buzz going out on your book without constantly appearing to be selling. And that is to release some content with conversation about the issues in your book before the publication date. Now, here's the good part. Here's the fun part. If you want to reach millions of people nationwide, here is a very fast way to get out across the country and blanket the nation. Radio is your best answer. And you should be ready to go on your publication date. That's the go sign for you. So what's so good about radio talk show interviews? Here's the scoop. The radio shows are phoners. All right, that makes it nice and easy for you. So your first advantage is that you're not traveling all over the U.S. to reach people all over the country. You're tapping into an already developed audience, the radio show listeners, who tune into the show every day as they love the format of their favorite shows and the guests they have on daily. So you already have a friendly audience in the tens of thousands of listeners and in many cases many more, depending on the size and location of the station. So the trick here is to get booked on the biggest shows that will have you. Remember, each show has a profile and they book guests accordingly. Your goal is to get booked on the biggest, the 5,000, the 50,000 watt stations. Those are the shows in each market with widest reach that broadcast to the heart of the marketplace in the biggest cities in the country that fall within the top 35 markets. These are the most populated markets in the country. Arbitron ranks the markets according to population. Arbitron, like Nielsen, is a consumer research company that collects listener data on radio broadcasting audience, and they report on over 300 markets. And the markets they are ranked are by population by Arbitron. So with a radio campaign like ours, you are skewed to the top. You're getting booked on the big shows in the big markets, which is very strong for you because you're reaching out across the country in a meaningful and productive way. So the goal is to be booked on the show as a guest on the highest wattage show in the top-ranked markets. This is all our firm does, actually. We book authors on the biggest shows in the biggest markets that have a profile that matches their message. It's perfect, right? We have a top 35 markets campaign and a top 50 markets campaign. And guess what? Each campaign includes bookings on the big shows or the regional and nationally syndicated shows that reach out across the country. And all of our clients enjoy unlimited media training, and that teaches you how to be a great guest while on the air. At our firm, most of our book authors reach hundreds of stations with thousands of listeners while only doing a 10 to 20 interview show campaign with us, because we include the regional and nationally syndicated shows with profiles that match our clients' messaging. Now, this is nice. This is buzz. This is you living your book, living your dream, living everything you've wanted up until this moment out loud. So here's a big question for you, and I guess I'll ask Stacy this one. Is how can you get the most action, attention, and buzz from day one?
Well, you know, Annie, it's using all of these three things, having your website, the community, and the radio shows, doing all of those things that helps you get the most action, attention, and buzz from day one. You're doing that prep work months before the pub date. That's the community strategy that we discussed before, networking, connecting with like-minded groups, authors, professionals via social media. You'll get a strong base that way. Of course, it's going to work in favor for you in the phases of your book promotion strategy that Annie just discussed as well. Remember, it's a give and take there. You're creating that community around yourself and your book. And again, I think we've emphasized this because it's so important that you just don't want to be selling all the time. You don't want to do that yet. So you have that set, again, the website, the community, the prep work, you're telling people about everything, and then you get that instant buzz by getting booked on those radio shows that Annie was talking about. They've got that audience built in. They're standing by to hear your information. They share it with their friends. They share it with their friends. If they love it, they share it with their friends too. And then because you're all set up in advance, because you have that home base of that website that is professional, that makes people confident in you, in your advice, in your credibility, that you're qualified to talk to them about these things that are important in their daily lives, your message, your mission, boom, they're like, all right, sure, I'll spend $9.95, whatever it is for the ebook. I'll do that because I like this person, right? Isn't that, I mean, that's mm-hmm. really it. It's about liking you.
And liking their message as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And so when you're out there on the radio shows, people are listening, they're going to be like, you know what, I heard about this new book today, and bingo, you're going to have that buzz going for you.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have the buzz going, right, Annie? But
all right. Yeah.
After we get the buzz, then we want some clout and credibility. So how do we get that?
Okay. All right. Your defining moment, people. The bigger the media you can get, the better for your reputation, clout, influence, and credibility. This high-quality name brand media can be repurposed for your social community on your website, and that will give your website a strong visual appeal for your visitors and help you make a good impression. We mentioned earlier that radio is your fastest way out to the market. It's a safety net for book promotion, and you will attain media assets that can be leveraged into more opportunity and more media for yourself and more clout, credentials, influence, and credibility. So remember, all the media that you do at a certain point now becomes an asset, and that can be repurposed to stimulate conversation. Now, you're not always going to be asking for a direct sale, remember. You know, rule of thumb is 80% content, 20% here's how you buy your book, and you include the link to Amazon. But you're going to be involved in conversations now in your social media where you start talking about things that you talked about on the radio. So this, you can share, I'm going to be on this radio show. I was on the radio show, and here's what we talked about. Social stimulations to your conversation highlights and showcases the quality of your thought and social relevance to your audience. So this is like an audition to your social community. Knowing why you and your book matters in today's world helps you answer the question of why should someone buy your book with millions out there. Always know how you are different from other books on the marketplace. Radio helps you do this. Part of our campaign, we have to show the difference of why you matter, of why you're the one the show should be booking. You're the one that matches the audience. You're the one with the most powerful, socially relevant message for the communities right now. That's part of our media training. Our media trainer is headed by a news director with an award-winning background with 25 years of experience. Stacy herself has over 17 years of experience with our firm. So the goal here is to make it so you are the one being booked. Now, this is helpful to you because you get these big name brands. Because when you come to our firm, you're coming for this influence, clout, reputation. You want big name brand media because you, by association, you become as big as that brand media. All right, so although I love all shows and respect all media, in this campaign, it's a high impact, high performance model. Remember, we've been in business since, oh gosh, I don't know, it's 24 years now. But back in 1997, we said, well, let's be number one. There's no parameters in this industry. We've got to set them because some really good authors are falling through the cracks, and we really have to create a new model that allows the bigger authors or those with the really powerful messages to be on the top shows in the country so they can share their message nationwide and be part of the whole movement to make the world a better place. That's the mission of our company. Our mission statement is for the betterment of all, and that's how we create each and every campaign we would offer to you. With us, big shows, big markets, and that's what you get, and that's why you get the unlimited media training. We help you identify the messaging that's going to set you apart from the many others in your particular genre, but we're here for high impact, high listenership, high buzz. How can you get the most of your money from the very, very beginning? Remember, each of our campaigns is a guaranteed deliverable. That is, all the promises I just made, they're in a contract for you. And if I fail to deliver, it's my problem. It doesn't become your problem. Somebody told me the other day that she made a lot of phone calls, and she said, okay, so what do I get for my money? And a lot of every call she made, she reported back, she said, they said, no guarantees, no guarantees, no guarantees. Well, I don't think that's right. Any real publicist, any strong publicist with a lot of experience in their area of expertise should be able to tell you what you're most likely going to get based on their level of experience and many years in the industry. So I do think that hiring the right person becomes a part of your success strategy. You want these major media outlets. You know, when you're on a major show, that adds clout because the next major show is going to say, oh, look, this person is actively contributing to our society in a meaningful way on shows that we know and respect and are big and wouldn't have them on if they weren't already good. That's what our company does for you in the background is we make you good before you even know you're good. In fact, some of our clients, Stacey, you may recall in the real stories, they say, Annie knew I was good way before I knew I was good. And it's true. I do know that. I do know why you're good and where your voice is going to fit in right off the bat. And that's just based on many years of experience. So I also like that when you are sharing on social media now, so you've done your big radio shows, now you can repurpose that to your social media and talk about what you talked about on the show, some of the comments you may have received, what were the questions that the host, who also has his finger on the pulse of the nation, asked you. These are all clues to what the world is talking about. The more you tie into what the world is talking about, the more successful you're going to be in terms of competition, in terms of for your book sale that's similar to yours, because you're more on target. What do you have to share and from what point of view? Is it your experience? Is it your years in business? Is it your accomplishments? Is it any certifications you may have? They do have to make sure that you do know what you're talking about. But associations with brand names, if you worked for big companies and you were in a consultant or provided services, you would want that in your bio. Because these are the things that take the place of the academic assets, such as having a master's degree or PhD. You don't need that to go forward in the media. You need a nice, strong message that resonates with America today, that resonates with the conversation that we are having and that most people would feel relevant. And these big shows, they have a responsibility to book big experts or big topics. And that's why our media trainer is on staff, actually, to get you ready for the big shows and big topics. So you don't have to come in knowing how great you are. I already know. I already know how great you are. And our job is we meet, we talk, we really get you ready. Always in integrity. See, that's another thing, too, Stacey, is about being in integrity in your conversation. You always want to stay right where you know and expand yourself accordingly, according to what feels right to you in your knowledge base, but always be sharing in your integrity. Your news director is going to help you move that conversation into a socially relevant conversation that will have meaning and value to the biggest shows in the country. The biggest shows in the country bring rewards to you because they carry clout and influence, and therefore that's transferred to you as well. So that's why we like our clients to start with building a very strong community months and months in advance, because that can also turn into an Amazon advantage to you as well. We had a client who told us how she got to be an Amazon number one in her category. She worked for months beforehand building her community, getting everybody ready, building friends online. And then when she launched her book, she enjoyed such a strong reputation and friendships with all of her community that she was able to reach best Amazon bestseller strategy. She said it was tough to do. No one said this is easy, because everybody and anybody all over the globe kind of is your competition, at least I think it is. You know, there's just so much out there. But that doesn't mean you can't be out there too. You're allowed to claim your space. Yes, there's competitors, but there's also you. So I'm never afraid of competitors, and you shouldn't either. The idea is to build a better mousetrap, have a better deliverable, know your markets. The thing about radio is it gives you the feedback of where the market wants you to be. The thing about a news director does the same thing. An award-winning news director, please, he's going to tell you where the market is in your voice without a problem. And media train you on your conversations and help you build out conversations. So in other words, do you want to say that we mentor you? Sure, of course, I'm going to mentor you. I'm going to mentor you to be amazing. Our philosophy is for the betterment of all. Now, in order to do that, and we have a unique talent because we're able to understand your goals, your messaging, and what you want to have as an outcome for yourself. And then we're able to create that into, I like to call it media speak. That is a way that the media can understand the value that you will bring to their audience. And then media train you, again, unlimited media training, until you're able to really understand what your position is on the various conversations that you're going to have and know them extremely well to be able to handle yourself on these high-level shows. So I like to really use the radio as a strong foundation for our clients, because radio begets media assets, which beget more media for you too. So that's a big thing in how to reach people overnight. These nationally syndicated shows, in fact, Stacey, some of our clients, what did we have? The one guy, he did how many interviews with us, and he was now on like 500 stations?
Oh, yeah, it was really incredible. And you don't necessarily have to sign up for the major, huge, massive radio campaign.
No.
I mean, this gentleman was wonderful, and he signed up for a campaign. He received, I believe, about 12 interviews or so. But in those 12 interviews, he was heard on over 550 radio stations. And so that's incredible. I mean, that's some serious coverage, you know, and that's how you reach hundreds of shows in one fell swoop. Again, we go back to a socially relevant message. You're talking about things people want to hear about. You're working with someone who has those relationships in place, and you're on the national programs. You're coast to coast from your bedroom, from your kitchen, from your office.
Well, that's the nice part.
Whatever you want.
Yes, you can do these in your jammies. You don't have to put your makeup on.
right.
But of course, we advise that people, when they get ready for interviews, really do kind of dress up a little, because it kind of adds some power to your presentation. But you really can do them from the comfort of your own home or office, which is nice, no travel. But yet you're reaching across the country. Remember, these shows have a built-in audience. It's like you're walking on the stage, and there's tens of thousands of people there listening for your every word. You're like speaking events. And then the nice part about radio is you're allowed to promote yourself, and we teach you the skill set, how to promote yourself responsibly during the interview in a way that makes sense for the audience, the show, and for you. We call that the triple win, where everybody wins. The show wins because they're in it for the ratings. They've got to have the people happy, the listeners happy. The listeners have to say, wow, that was really outstanding. I'm going to contact this author. I'm going to go on their site, and hopefully they're going to buy your book. All right, we can't control whether or not they buy your book, but we can create the best case scenario for you to make your book very appealing to them based on their current set of circumstances. That's what we achieve for you. Just like it. We just like people to start with the radio in that they really build a solid foundation, and more important, they grow a new respect for themselves. They realize, wow, I am good. Annie and her team, they were right. I have tremendous potential, and now I'm about to live it, and now I'm about to leverage it. And now it's not about book sales. It's about how bigger can I get as an author, as a contributor, as a speaker, as a consultant. how can the radio and how can my book serve me more in my business growth strategy? You see, so it gets very complicated and easy, though. We always make it easy to just continue to move up what we'll call the ladder strategy of placements so that you're getting placements that really do position you to achieve more success in your life. And the thing with radio, which we love, and we can't count on it for TV, print, and online because it's just a different format. That's all different profile. Every show has a profile. You're allowed to promote your book in the interview. We have deep contacts that run back 25 years. I don't want to give it away, but the other day we were counting up our experience. Remember, everybody here started at 19, okay? Let me say that first. I have to say that. So I'm
but
asking
it's true.
Some,
it is, it
people.
Is true. It is
it's true.
True.
They all started at 19. And we said, let's add up how many years, and we're a boutique firm, how many years we have in media. And, you know, we all know, everyone listening know time flies. Time flies. We know that. 87 years of media experience in one company. And the point, the thing here is we all work together. Everybody is everybody's client. Now, Stacy may be in charge of the radio division, and Jason may be in charge of the news division and the media training, but we're all in on it together. They have 87 years of experience building you up into a top expert. That's our goal, to bring you to your highest level of achievement as you can possibly be. That's why you wrote the book, to give yourself an advantage, to give yourself some leverage, give yourself some power. So you're able to take these shows, and if the shows link back to you, or if you put them on a YouTube channel, you're getting some very high-quality link backs to your site that are signaling Google that you're accomplished in your field. You're alive and well. That's what I like to say to people. And one of the ways you signal Google that you are hot and at the heart of your career is by changing content and being out there and sharing your information in the world. We have some strategies that are to be avoided. And we're hearing this a lot from people on how certain campaigns didn't seem to serve them, took all their money, took a lot of money from them, and that's not the goal. The goal is to get deliverables, get outcomes.
We've heard tragic stories, really, over and over again of how authors are sold pipe dreams just way too many times. So what you want to do when you're out there and you've got your website, you've got your community built, and you're looking to get that third leg here of the stool, the strategy, you want to watch out for the word try. We don't even say, I mean, Annie probably
we're not allowed to. That, you just got a demerit.
I didn't, I said it. Oh,
they
my God, I got
demerit. Demerit for saying the word T-R-Y.
We're not allowed to say it, and I did it. It's really, like, it's, I did
okay,
air
demerit.
Quotes, though, okay? I did air quotes, so.
Okay, air quotes.
But anyway.
Okay, demerit removed.
Okay, all right. So, but you don't want to hear that word, ever.
So you want
to choose a firm with a provable history of deliverables that match your goals and objectives that don't use the word TRY, right? You want to keep in mind that PR firms are going to specialize. Some are excellent in their area of expertise. And with so many ways to market a book, many authors like to use the team approach, hire a few types of PR specialists, assign deliverables to match, again, that area of expertise, what they really are strong, and you definitely want a group of people that know what they can deliver. I mean, that's what we do here. We never sell services that we can't deliver, right? So you want the best radio campaign, you hire the firm with the history of success in the major shows in the major markets. You want the best blog tour, you hire a blog tour company who works in the subject matter of your book and, again, can show proof of concept, a history of success. You don't want to be in the going nowhere, nothing happened book launch strategy. You don't want to do that. It's going to cost you time, money, and opportunity. You know, you have the whole buying list strategy. You're blasting the media. And then here's another word we never say, quote, air quotes, hoping for the best, right? We all know to avoid using that word hope. And when you hear a PR firm that doesn't do that, that indicates that they really have control of what they're doing for you.
Of the outcomes. We would never say, well, let's hope for the best. Are you kidding me?
Right.
We're going to get the best. We go out with intent, not hope, not T-R-Y.
Right. We,
you know, we intend to get the booking. See, that's the difference. Mm-hmm. That's the difference with a guaranteed deliverable firm with a mission statement for the betterment of all. And somebody just hoping or trying. I could try in a second and print you out, you know, a 5-inch thick report of everyone we tried, but everyone said no. And I'm getting demerits like crazy here with using that word.
yes.
Because then everyone said no, because it's just not the strategy that really should be in use today. the world's changed dramatically, and you know, luckily we're part of the change, and we're able to secure these top media placements for you using our insider strategy. So we'd like to say, let's avoid fake PR. Now, this is something that bothers me, throwing money down the drain. So you put a lot of money in, a lot of time. Oh, my God. Building your social media strategy, you have taken a lot of time, months of work. And then getting your book written, edited, actually published, costs money. So now at this point, this is the most important point, though. PR, getting your word out into the world so that people can benefit from all of your hard work, and you can be part of the solution to the world. This is important for you. And of course, the book can be part of a bigger business model. So fake PR to me is passive PR. Now, it might sound good on paper. Oh, we're going to go out to 5 million media outlets, whatever. At the end of the day, though, what do you have that you actually acquired? Have you acquired media assets, that is, secured media placements? Or do you get a report back that says, well, you got a lot of hits, but yet did anything happen? Usually the answer is no, all right? So those opportunities of the passive PR, I would say stay away from, no matter how attractive they sound on paper. The real deal PR is when you are out in the world sharing your message, like we are in this podcast, and changing lives. And keep in mind, you don't do it alone. You have an entire team behind you making sure you know the skill set and you're confident and you're ready to move forward. So people come in not knowing. I can work with, we have a scale here, 0 to 10. I can work with minus zeros. No problem with me. It's just where you are in your growth pattern, your growth development, that's all. So sending out a bulk release and hoping for the best, okay, is a big warning sign for you. Once you use the word hope in your strategy, that is a sign that your efforts may fail. All right, so you know we don't use that word. I'm not allowed. I got a few demerits here. Can I get rid of those demerits, Stace?
I'll delete them. I'll delete them for you. You're allowed.
Delete them
for
me? Okay. Well, we know, as any good PR firm should know, of course, that they can get bookings. Our strategy is consistent over time, as are many other PR firms. I have a lot of respect for the PR firms out there. I just like the ones that deliver outcomes for the clients and actually take the money once the outcomes are secure. I really have a lot of respect for that because it means they know their business and they're willing to put their name brand behind their business, as we are. So you want to hire firms with the guarantees in place. If somebody's saying no guarantee, no guarantee, you can bet that you might wind up disappointed after all this time and effort. At the end of the day, you really got to work your social media and get out there in the world and reach as many people as possible, because on our site, Annie Jennings PR, you'll see that there's a lot of real stories. And one theme that runs through the real stories is, I didn't know how good I was until I came to Annie Jennings PR. They showed me my potential. So any firm with a specialty should know in advance the outcomes you will most likely achieve. I can give you a percentage. I can give you 100% chance of success. I can say it's 80-20. I can say it's 50-50, and then you can choose accordingly, quite frankly. So it should be a question of outcomes, not a question of hope or try. When you hear hope or try, just say, okay, okay, great, thank you, whatever. But the real question is, what outcomes will I get? Outcomes are assets. Assets that you can leverage into more opportunity. And that's what you want to know. And any good PR company is going to be able to answer that question for you. But what if you ask this one question, Stacey? What's the question?
Uh-huh. It's what's in it for me? Okay, so that's what you want to ask any prospective PR firm and the outreach that they're going to be doing. You need to find out what's going to be in it for you. It's designed to make sure that you're buying deliverables. Annie just talked a lot about the H word and the T word and all of that, right? You don't want to have any of that, right? You want those secured PR media placements that take place. They're designed to propel your personal and business growth forward. So when you're asking what's in it for me, it's going to make sure that you're working with a PR firm that specializes in your specific area, and they can answer that question as it pertains to your goals. So what you're doing when you're getting an answer to that question that you like the answer that you're getting, is that you're making sure that you're not throwing money away, because every penny that you spend becomes an investment in yourself. Okay, we talked a lot about the big major brands for the radio. We talked a lot about that community building, all of those things. It all works together to build a strong personal brand. And you get that third-party credibility as well. yourself in the media, and again, that clout in your industry also. Mm-hmm. Annie, I know that we have, we're coming up to a wrap here.
Okay.
And I think we have a question from an audience member.
I liked the question. I thought it was a very good question, because I think this is going to be facing a lot of people. And it should be, because writing your own book is strong for many reasons, many, many reasons, especially in building your business model. It's just another way to get your message out to your target market. Remember, it used to be 3 touch points, 5 touch points. I tell my staff it's 8 touch points with a client. So that means writing a book is good. For a regular company with a consultancy and wants to get new clients, media assets are one. Writing a book is part of a media asset, and it's a touch point with your community as well. So I do like the concept of writing books. I expect it to continue at a very rapid clip, too, because it does have a lot of assets for you. But so her question was this. How do I revive books launched 2 years ago that are evergreen? That's a clue. Now, the use of the word evergreen means that there should be no information that is outdated. So the first thing I would look for is to go over the content in the book and be sure all of the material is still current. So it's not too late at all. It's only 2 years old. I would say go for it. Review and go for it, or revise and go for it.
All right. Well, very nice. I think that is music to some people's ears, right, when they write the book.
Good.
And they don't have the time to promote. Maybe they don't have the money to invest themselves to promote. Of course, absolutely. 2 years old, you've got some good information, go for it. Absolutely. So, and of course, we would love to help you with that. You can think of Annie Jennings as your PR mentors. Everyone, as Annie mentioned, that you work with here at the firm has 10, 15, 20, and even more years of industry experience. We love to see your mission and dreams in motion. Remember, 5-word mission statement for the betterment of all. So we want to thank everybody for joining us. This presentation is brought to you by Annie Jennings PR, the innovative national publicity firm that is famous for creating powerful top market radio, TV, print, and online media campaigns, all with that guaranteed deliverables. No H word, no T word here. Not going to find it, or else we get demerits. I don't know if we have any demerits for this. We'll hash that out when we hang up. But you can listen to the replay of this, too, of course, on our website as well, AnnieJenningsPR.com. And that's where you can learn all about our services and how we can help you. So, Annie, thank you so much.
Yes, very nice, Stacey. And we look forward to hearing from everyone. Good work, all.
All right, till next time.
All right, till next time. Bye-bye.